Strange Adventure.
Jerry Blakely wandered through the streets of Naples, admiring the curios in the various shop windows. Suddenly, as if it held some intangible lure, a small object in one of the windows caught his eye and drew him into the shop. The shopkeeper looked up as the young man entered.
Si, senor. What would you like?
I'd like to see that ring in the window, the one with the twin serpents.
The old man removed the ring and placed it upon the counter.
I have had this ring for many years and never thought to sell it. It is a copy of the famous poison ring of Cesar Borgia. It even has poison in the tiny chamber.
You mean there's actually poison in this ring?
Ah, calm yourself, my friend. Poison, but not the deadly poison of the Borgias. I filled the container with formic acid. A scratch with this ring would have the same effect as a bee sting. I'll show you how it works.
Jerry bought the ring and slipped it onto his finger. He noted the time and rushed back to the dock. The ship on which he was third mate was due to sail within an hour. The purser met Jerry at the door of his room with the news that a passenger had come aboard and was sharing the young man's cabin. Jerry felt a dislike and distrust of his roommate as soon as he saw him. Hans de Grieven, a Dutch planter from Java, was a huge man, blustery and overbearing.
Young man, I don't suppose you like sharing your room with a stranger.
Well, neither do I. But I want to get to Alexandria. We'll have to make the best of it.
Sometime later, Jerry was standing at the rail when he looked up to see the Dutchman standing at his side.
I did not mean to startle you, Mr. Blakely. I was noticing your unusual ring. I'm curious to know what kind it is.
Oh, it's an exact replica of the poison ring of the Borgias, even to the poison in the reservoir here. The man who sold it to me told me to be very careful. There's no known antidote. Excuse me, I've got to go on duty now.
Jerry was climbing the ladder to the bridge deck when suddenly he heard a violent oath and turned to see Hans de Grieven collide heavily with one of the native sailors. He rushed back to the two men, stepping between them. De Grieven was almost livid with anger.
You keep out of this. I'll teach this pig to get in my way.
He raised his heavy fist to strike the native. Jerry grabbed at the big man's arm and swung him around. The Dutchman uttered a sharp cry of pain and jerked away, looking at the hand Jerry had grabbed. The man's face went white, contorted with agony.
That cursed ring of yours! I've been poisoned!
Jerry rushed the terrified planter to the ship's doctor, wondering if through some ghoulish mistake, there had been really deadly poison in the ring. The ship's doctor met Jerry on the deck a few hours later.
Well, Blakely, I tested your ring for poison, and there's not a trace. The cavity's as clean as a new pin. Did you by any chance tell de Grieven that the ring was poisoned?
Yes, but I didn't think he believed me.
Well, he evidently did. His case of autosuggestion is so strong that I have to pretend that I'm treating him for the effects of poison.
How is he?
Oh, he's pulling through. But here's a bit of news. When he thought he was going to die, he confessed to a crime back in Holland for which an innocent man is now serving a prison term.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.